Good morning. It's 8:44 a.m. Saturday, October the 25th, 2014. I'm sitting in my hotel room, very quietly enjoying the morning. The photograph today is the view to the east. I don't exactly get a straight easterly view from here just because of the view out the window. So it's a bonus photograph. It's a bonus day. I'm not going to count this as a regular podcast day because I didn't do the walk. It's going to be a red day when I get home and circle it on the calendar. But I did want to sort of touch base and, if nothing else, record this to help solidify some of what I've done in the last 24 hours in my own head and share it with you as I go along. Yesterday was basically traveled and prep day. My task list for the day included writing time, which would have been working on marking up double share. I might get to working on that a bit today. There are panels that I want to get to. There are things that I want to do today. There are people I want to see. And so it's going to be basically a mix and mingle day. There's about five panels that I want to go to. And I'm sort of torn between hanging here and doing the con thing and driving back to Greeley for a couple of hours to visit with Scott Sigler up there. And I think I'm probably going to err on the side of, I'm going to stay down here because a four-hour drive in order to spend an hour or so up there is not really a good use of my time, particularly since, Scott, I know Scott, I've talked to Scott. If I have a problem with Scott or I want to talk to Scott, I can just call Scott. I don't need to actually renew that connection. And I think my wife and daughter are going to go to his reading and take Mini-Me with them, so that could be fun. Mini-Me, the plush me from Balticon, so that'll be cool. Anyway, yesterday was a drive-down day. It was an uneventful trip. It was quite pleasant, actually. I didn't do much except drive and think. The two panels I was on yesterday, it was 6 and 7 o'clock, so I missed the opening ceremonies. And our second session, the Q&A session, was running directly against the opening ceremonies. It was still pretty well attended, so it was quite fascinating. It was very much fun. We talked about self-publishing, and it was interesting to hear what other self-publishers consider to be successful. And in most of their cases, successful was a very low bar. They were successful if they sold 10 books a month. There was one guy who was very happy with the fact that he was selling 30 books a month. So basically a book a day. And he had four or five books out, and so he's not selling every book every day. He's selling one or two books. He's selling one book a day across his four titles or five titles. And yet that was success for him because he had a day job. He had income. This was just sort of something he did on the side. It was a hobby. It wasn't anything that he did for income. And both panels, in both of the panels, about two out of the six people in each of those six-person panels were actually not self-publishers, but were involved in either, in one case, it was a publishing service. It was a woman who ran a ebook formatting company. And so she had a certain conflict of interest in terms of representing self-publishers because she was there to make her services known to self-publishers who might be wanting to find somebody to outsource their service, their formatting to. I will point out, she was quick to admit that, yeah, if you've got the software, if you've taken the time to learn the few basic skills necessary to format a book on yourself, it's perfectly fine. I was really surprised at how many people really like Smashwords and how many people do really what I consider to be probably the least effective, the least professional way of creating an ebook, which is to take a word processing file and upload it to Kindle. And while that does work, it results in something that is not necessarily the most effective form of ebook, and certainly not the most pleasing form of ebook to be generated. They were people who were very much very active in the self-publishing field, but also very unprofessional from my perspective, very unprofessional in the products that they were putting out, and that was a bit of a shock to me. I was a little bit surprised by that. So yeah, it was an eye-opening prospect for me, and I'm sure there were a lot of people in the audience who were going, oh, okay, but on the plus side, I think it demonstrated to the audience that there's a pretty wide variety in skill set. There's a pretty wide variety in what is acceptable. Well, the marketing discussion, and of course, there's always has to be a marketing discussion. The marketing discussion was fascinating in that there are people who do things for marketing who are recommend. They were on the panel, and they recommended practices that I'm pretty sure are not actually helping them and might in fact be hurting them. The conditional, the idea of social media as yes is conditional and no is forever. There's one guy that took exception to that because he pointed to some outliers. He pointed to John Scalzi and a couple of the other people who go out of their way to offend people and who are constantly blocked, and then people come back to him later. And I tried to point out to him that they were not, they were, Scalzi is not a self-publisher. We'll start with that. Scalzi is a celebrity. And people don't follow Scalzi because he writes science fiction. They follow him because he's a celebrity. And being a celebrity, all bets are off. Being a celebrity is not the same thing as being a published author who, or a self-published author who's trying to reach out to an audience. And so that nuance is not clear to at least to that guy. I'm not sure I made it clear to the audience, but it was a very interesting conversation to have, and it was fun. It was a long 2 hours. We started at 6 o'clock, and we had an hour's worth of panel discussion on who, why, where, and to a certain extent, how. It was pretty interesting that there were people who were using very simple tools to create their ebooks, and there were people who were doing very, very complex machinations in order to get to from finished manuscript to actual published book. I'm not the only one who publishes ebook and then goes back to do the paperback after the ebook has been put out. Of the panelists, there were a large number of them who were doing that. Oh, and it's coming up on 9 o'clock. Was there something I wanted to do at 9 o'clock? I'm trying to remember now. Jedi training. Oh, coffee klatch. Yeah, I might want to go up and check that, or actually down because it's in the con suite, which is a couple floors underneath me. Yeah, I might want to do that. I want to go chat up people and be sociable and get out of my room and maybe they'll have decent coffee there this morning. I went there last night to get a cup of coffee and it was just horrible. But maybe it'll be better this morning. Or maybe I'll just get some juice. I don't know. At any rate, I wanted to take the opportunity to see how this secondary setup works. I do have my wired headset. I recorded this once. I recorded about 8 or 9 minutes of stuff and then listened to it using the Bluetooth headset. And the Bluetooth headset, it just sounds like crap. It sounds like a phone call. It sounds like I'm phoning it in, which is not too surprising because I guess that's what the Bluetooth thing does. It was a little disappointing. So I plugged in the wired headset, and you're getting a little more organized thinking because I've already been through it once this morning. But it is good to be here. It's a beautiful morning out there. I almost wish I were out there walking in it, but there's no real good place to walk here in the Denver Tech Center. There's sidewalks and there's stuff, but it's like walking in the city. It doesn't quite have the same feel to it. Although it is, from the way it looks, it is a beautiful morning. It's a really beautiful morning. But I've got things to do. I've got places to go. I've got people to talk to, and I think I'm going to go do it. So I'm not exactly at the back gate, but I will say tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.